Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you so much this morning that we can gather on this Lord's Day to worship you. We thank you for each one who has come today, and we ask your special blessings upon us. We need your help, our Father, in every moment of our days, and we thank you so much that you're always present. We thank you, Lord, to know that you love us and care for us and that you're with us. We think of this special time of the year and the Christmas program that we're having today. We just thank you so much that our Lord Jesus Christ came. He came to save us from our sins, to give us eternal life, that we might live with you forever. May your holy will be done today, we pray. Bless this service, that each one of us might be able to understand more and more who you are and our part in your plan. May we do your will, our Father. Speak to each one. We pray for any today who may be downhearted, any who may be sad. We pray that you will comfort their hearts and strengthen them. We pray for any who may be ill today, that you'll undertake for them and touch them and heal them. We just thank you so much for all your grace and love to us and ask you to guide us and help us in all that we do, that your name might be exalted. We do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Present at this time, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. It's written in 1864, it says. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Emily Elliott was born south of London in the little holiday town of Brighton on the English Channel in 1836. Her father, Edward Elliott, was pastor of St. Mark's Church there. His invalid aunt, Charlotte Elliott, well-known hymnist and the author of the invitational hymn, Just As I Am, lived nearby. While working with children in the church choir and the local parish school, Emily, in her late 20s, wanted to use the Christmas season to teach them about the entire life and mission of the Savior. As she studied Luke 2:7, she wrote this hymn. The first and second verses speak of our Lord's birth, but the third verse describes his life as an itinerant preacher. The next stanza describes his death on Calvary, and the last verse proclaims his second coming. Emily had her hymn privately printed, and it was first performed in her father's church during the Christmas season of 1864. 6 years later, she included it in a magazine she edited called Church Missionary Juvenile Instructor. Several years later, Emily inserted this carol into her book of poems and hymns entitled Chimes for Daily Service. Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne first appeared in the United States in the Sunday School hymnal published in Boston in 1871. Emily devoted her life to Sunday school work, to ministering to the down and out in Brighton's rescue missions, and to sharing the message of Christ through poems, hymns, and the printed page. Another of her carols was widely used for many years during the Christmas season, though it isn't well known today. The words are ideally suited for the children Emily so loved. This carol, too, encompasses our Lord's entire life and mission. And here are the words. There came a little child to earth long ago, and the angels of God proclaimed his birth high and low. Out on the night so calm and still, their song was heard, for they knew that the child on Bethlehem's hill was Christ the Lord. In mortal weakness, want, and pain, he came to die, that the children of earth might in glory reign with him on high. And evermore, in robes so fair and undefiled, those ransomed children his praise declare, who was a child. All right, now we're going to sing the hymn. This is in page 292.
Hey! save his people from their sins. Jesus, meaning Lord of salvation.
I was thinking before I read the poem, I would ask, how many of you like the traditional Christmas music that you hear played this time of year? Everybody? Maybe? I think. You know that one that has the horses galloping and all that, sleigh ride and jingle bells and I'm dreaming of a white Christmas and so many of those songs that we like and associate with Christmas. I wonder what folks down in Mexico do with all those snow songs. But anyways, they're all nice, and I like them all as well. But I like the carols we sing here too. So the poem by Robert Hedrick, Carols of Christ. Though I enjoy some of the jingle bell music we hear in the Christmas season, my favorites are those carols that tell the world of the true season's reason. The ones that put Christ in Christmas and year after year keep him there, for the devil tries to take him out, and there are many who have joined his lair. Some tell of the miracle God performed when Jesus came on Christmas morn, for this would be the one and only time that to a virgin a child would be born, telling us that he was born in a lowly stable, for there was no room for him in the inn. Then of the wise men who came, bringing gifts to the special baby that lay within. There are carols telling about angels in heaven praising this newborn king. When they joined together and lifted up their voices to honor him as they sing, others proclaim Christ to be the Savior that the old prophets had written of, who someday would willingly give his life for our sins, doing so through love. If not for these old carols, some would never have hear what Christmas is all about, because all too often when Christmas is celebrated, Christ has been left out. Then my prayer is that they will still be sung as Jesus appears in the sky, reminding us he's the reason for the season, and it was for us he chose to die. Thank you.